Sí.
Oh, was only a few weeks,
maybe. Was it? Oh, about a month, I think, isn't it?
Three or 4 weeks.
Something like that.
How are you?
I'm all right. How's everything going on your side?
Oh, fine. It'd be funny if it didn't, wouldn't it?
I'd be very disappointed if it wasn't.
Crowds of people here this morning.
Are there?
It's an anniversary, isn't it? Just about now, November.
Anniversary?
To do with your father, isn't it?
No, Robert, it's in the beginning of the year. Next year.
Well, his birthday?
January. No, his birthday was in April. No, that middle January, he passed over. I don't know any other anniversary. It was a short anniversary in our family, though. Can't keep up with them all, I don't think. Oh, I think I know what he means now.
Guy Fawkes, we're getting mixed up. 5th of November.
You're quite right, it did happen on the 5th of November. I know what it is.
You said your father, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, I don't understand this, because from what I can make out of it, the 5th of November, or round about that time, was an important anniversary. It was an important day, because it was a sort of, was it a breaking apart, or something happening of importance that affect others.
You're quite right, you did. Yes, I know what you're talking about. My mother used to talk about it a lot.
Something went up.
The balloon went up.
You're quite right, you did.
Sensing various things that I and others on this side have tried to impress you with. Your mama, she has been with you a great deal recently.
Yes.
You are surrounded, you know, by people from this side who are trying to help you.
Yes, ma'am.
And you must not be despondent.
No, I try not to be, but I'm very impatient.
Oh, impatience. Everyone I know practically is impatient on your side. Lynn Archer, she is impatient, you are impatient, the medium is impatient, everyone is impatient. Everyone is anticipating so much so soon. Perhaps it is that we make promises and it seems that they are not going to be fulfilled. The time passes and you think, oh, how much longer, you know, but you must be patient a little longer for certain things, all of you. I hope very soon you will have one of your dreams realize, the pair of you.
What, but care?
I think so.
Yeah.
Very shortly, I should be very disappointed if you don't have that before Christmas, because it has been my desire you should have it for a Christmas gift. And I'm doing everything it is possible to do to make it possible.
I think much.
Then perhaps you will be satisfied for a little longer, for a while anyway, and then you will want something else. And there's always something. Everyone wants something more than they have got. No one is ever satisfied.
Well, it's rather a good thing. We would get rather in a rut if we didn't.
Oh, I know. I tease.
Yes,
a little. But I hope Bukele will satisfy you for some while. Because I don't think at the moment there would be much possibility of anything else. Although I have my mind set on various things I want you to have, because you have more light to them than anyone else I know. I am very pleased that you are such good friends at last with Carmina, Mary Elliott.
Oh, yes.
Because she is a good soul. She has tried so hard to do so much in remembrance of me, and I am most grateful. And if you see her, you will tell her so, that I send her my blessings and best wishes, and that I hope that eventually I shall be able to talk to her direct. But in any case, tell her that I am grateful, and I am very happy that you are all such good friends. I like to feel that my friends are truly friends together, and there is no pettiness, no animosity, no jealousy. All those things are so trivial. And sometimes it is such a pity that so many years have to elapse before the people I have such regard for are brought together. But it comes gradually by perseverance and patience. All these things come. That's why I'm always saying to you, Anna, you have to be patient, because some things that we want to do that will give you pleasure and help perhaps many people in consequence, these things do take time. We have to work so hard to impress people to do things. Sometimes it takes a long time before we can succeed. But we have been trying so desperately recently to do so much in so many different ways. You cannot imagine how very much we have been working of latterly, recently, you know.
Yes,
I know.
Next week I'm going to take Mary Elliott, the tape you made on the 23rd of August.
Oh, good.
So I thought you'd rather like to hear.
And perhaps this one that you take today, you will be able to play for her, because particularly I would like her to know that I am so grateful for so many things, because I know, and perhaps only I know, what she has done and the sacrifices she has made. Indeed, I know that she has made many personal sacrifices for my remembrance, and I am most grateful. I only wish there was something that I could do to help her now, because she needs help. She would never admit it, perhaps, or even talk about it. She is a very proud woman, but I understand and I respect her for it. But tell her that I send her my blessings and my warmest wishes. I remember her very well, and I remember particularly her letters to me, because they were important to me at that time, particularly because, you know, so many people write to me, women in particular, and so many of them were so, well, I don't wish to be unkind, but hers were the first intelligent letters I had that discuss my work intelligently. That is why I was so pleased to receive them and to answer them personally. And the link that was made so long ago has been continued. I would very much like, at a later date, when it is possible, for her to come and speak to me. Will you tell her so?
Yes, all right.
But I do hope, and it is my dearest wish for you, for Christmas present, that you have Bukele. I should be very disappointed if you do not get Bukele for Christmas. But should it not happen, it is not because I have not done everything in my power to make it possible. I think it is more than likely, because I feel sure that it should be so. You hear what I say?
Yes, dear, I can hear you.
I know you want very much Cobra, but I don't know if that is going to be possible yet a while. You know, there are prints of my films in various places, but Paramount in particular are very difficult, I know, but there are individual people who have copies of my films. Some of them are not complete, unfortunately, but I think I can tell you this now, although you don't know anything about it, but there are going to be some more pictures of mine shown. I think it may be on television, but it is that someone has reassembled some different pictures and extracts from my films, and it will be shown. But you will see, and you will probably be able to get a copy of that too, so oh, that will be interesting.
Mm. Now, why I really wanted Cobra, you know, I've always loved Cobra, because I always felt that you were more at home in Cobra, being Italy. Also, it was my first film, you see.
Well, I was not very pleased with the film.
You were not.
It was not really suitable for me. At least it was suitable, perhaps, in a sense, but at that time, particularly, I wanted to do big, spectacular films, you know, historical films.
Yes, I know.
I was not interested in intimate dramas. Besides, the whole plot of the film was changed. You know, it was made to star the woman, and they had to alter it so that it starred me, you know. It spurred the, in a way, it spurred the film, spurred the plot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing happened with other films. But you don't want to listen to me talking about films.
I don't know, it's very interesting in a way.
You know, Natasha, she has been very ill.
Has she?
You probably don't know about anything about this,
but
it is feasible that you will be hearing something, perhaps rather in a roundabout way. But, you know, Natasha has been a great disappointment. I probably shouldn't say that she has been a disappointment, but I do not blame her, of course. Not in any way do I blame Natasha. She is only right. It is only right that she should be entitled to her own life. But you know, she has tried so desperately for so long to completely cut me out of her life, which I think is very foolish, you know, because actually I have tried to help her considerably over the years. But she has been unfortunately spurred. She has done interesting work. Of course, she could not fail to. She's always creative. But I am very sorry, because I feel that the links that we forged together, which were important links and which she knows about, and they are links that are associated with many centuries ago, seems such a pity that she has turned her back on certain aspects of truth of which she must fully be conscious of. It is a great disappointment to me, because she knows within herself these truths. She knows a great deal about them. But she has always felt, you know, that I have been for her, what you say, a jinx.
I see. You would be able to contact her in any way and do
anything. No, she would not. She would not respond. She will not discuss me. She always feels the people are only interested in her, and reporters are only interested in her, and the newspapers are only interested in her because of me. And that makes her very, very cross, you know. She doesn't like to feel that she's only remembered because of me. And I understand that. I sympathize with her. It is a tragic thing when you come to think about it, because she is a very intelligent woman, and she is a highly cultured woman, and a very brilliant one in her own right. Indeed, she did a great deal for me. More perhaps than people realize. I know that we had our differences, but artistically her integrity is not to be questioned. She, you know, she was responsible for Bouquet, and she make a great artistic film. I know that others obviously played their part too, but she was the brains. People do not realize she had the intellect and the brains, the intelligence. She had the artistic integrity and ability that helped to make that film such a beautiful film, you know.
Yes, that's it. Oh,
but of course it was not always popular with some people. They did not like the Whigs, and they did not like all sorts of things. People always wanted me to be, well, the Sheikh, you know, which I dislike intensely. I am grateful for the Sheikh, at least I was grateful at the time, but I always felt it was a great drawback to me later, because there's so much I wanted to do. This great lover thing I did never want, you know. I wanted only to be recognized as an actor of some ability, a character actor. That's why I wanted to play Cesare Borgia and other roles, you know, Cellini and all sorts of things that I had in mind. And you know, I think if we had made The Hooded Falcon, it would have been a great success, because it had great scope, but of course they would not spend the money on it. I suppose in a way one couldn't blame them. But you know, I always emulated, at least I did not emulate, but I admire Fairbanks, you know, because he had great integrity, great artistic integrity. You know, his films were the sort of things I would have liked to have done myself. A great sweep, you know, great possibilities for action. I always felt action was important to the films of the silent era, you know, because with no speech it was important that they should move. And that's one reason why I didn't like Cobra very much, because it was too static, it was too much interior, not enough action, you know.
Yes, I see.
Well, it was all right, and I mean, people like it, no doubt. I'm glad you like it. But I was very disappointed with the Rob Sand, not a Rob Sand, Saint the Devil, which was adapted from the Rob Sand, you know. It could have been such a wonderful film, but they take away from it the crux of the story, the backbone, you know, and they make this canning it all down to six reels or something, which was so common. That's why I have all this trouble with Paramount. I don't know why I'm talking to you about films.
No, not really, but it's very interesting really to hear all this, because really, we can't get anything like this from any other source but you, you know.
Well, if the medium does eventually start to do something about a book, I will give you all the information that I can remember that will be important and interesting. I would like very much for that at some later stage when he can do it, you know.
Yes, I know.
You mustn't upset yourself so much. You know, you must try to be a little more calm and a little more dispassionate. I know it is not easy in life always to go through life calmly and dispassionately. Life is too difficult, I know from my own experience, but it would be better for you not to worry too much. Try to be a little more, how you say, calm and placid.
Yes.
I'm so glad that Bruno is doing so well, but I hope circumstances will change for him a little later, because I feel it is not good for him just to be away there. But no doubt something can come later which will benefit him, which will be good for him, you see.
Well, it seems to be just a stopgap.
Oh, just filling in time. It means he has a little money for the pocket, but later on I'd like him to do something different, because he could, he will, I've no doubt. It is all just the beginning, while he is feeling his way.
What do you think about him coming into this subject?
Oh, gradually. Don't rush it. I think he is very interested already, you know. He's very immersed in many things, and material things, which is very natural for one so young. But later, perhaps, he come into this. But I would not in any way force it. It is never good to force these things on people. Let them come naturally into it when they seek it. I know he's interested, but I would not suggest you rush it yet. You know, let it wait.
Yeah,
let it wait. Well, what should we talk about?
No, dear.
Oh, you play my recording, you say. You play it to the Mrs. Crawford.
Yes, I do.
They don't understand it. They are a little nervous of it. They are afraid, you know. I think it is that they don't altogether believe either. That, you cannot force these things. You can only do your best, you know. And if they don't accept it, they don't accept it. Does not matter in a way. They will learn gradually.
Well, I think that.
Yet their father was very psychic. He was very mediumistic. As a matter of fact, when you were playing with Ted, their father was listening. He was very interested. He's very much like to make them know he's very much around. As a matter of fact, you know, he's often in that house of theirs, and he's trying desperately to make them know of his presence. Sometimes he gets a bit cross with them, but. He was a very, a man of mood, you know. He listened, he tried very hard to make them conscious of his presence, but they don't realize it.
I think there seems to be some obstacle there with Sissy and the father. I think that's one of the reasons why she doesn't like to come into spiritualism, you know. She feels that she's getting drawn into something that she doesn't really... she's afraid of it in some form.
Well, you know, as I've told you and others, I'm very anxious to spread this truth, to bring comfort and realization of truth to many people. But I realize it is not always wise to try to force things onto people until they are ready, at least receptive. I do not mean they necessarily have to believe immediately. That is not expected nor possible. But they should only receive this, you know, it's only possible when they are beginning to seek a little, when they want. You cannot make people, you cannot, what was the old saying, you could not take the horse to the water.
That's
the water to the horse has to go to the water, is that
it? That's right.
Ah.
But am beginning to think, at least I've come to that conclusion, the best thing would be for me to just play the tapes, and when they've heard it, to, well, if they want to come back, they will come back and ask questions. If they don't, well, just, I suppose they'll think it over in their own minds, and that's about the most I can do with it, really.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it too much. Life is complex enough. Life is difficult, I realize, only two ways. One can only do what one can, the best one can, with the best possible motives. Sometimes one is misunderstood, that is human nature. One can only try. Know that you are being helped as much as it is possible to be helped from this side. I take particular interest in each one of you because, well, for various reasons, because we are linked together by ties which are so strong, which go back in time, centuries and centuries of time. We are all linked together. But I want everyone to be intelligent about this. That is one thing that worries me a little, because it is important to approach this truth, not only in a sincere way, but in an intelligent way. Sometimes people, without realizing it, can do harm to truth and to what we are trying to do by not being intelligent. I'm not referring particularly to you, but I'm very concerned about certain things that are accepted as truth, which are not necessarily so, you know. I do not say anything unless I feel sure in myself it is true. And sometimes things are given that purport to come from me, which are not so. I must try to somehow to clarify this at some other time. But it is important to realize that you must not do anything or say anything unless you are sure. I mean, there are so many things that people jump to conclusions, and it causes a lot of unpleasantness and causes people to doubt truth. The work that we are trying to do is vital. We are all part of it. But no one must feel that they have any prior claim upon another. We must realize that we are all important to each other, but no one is necessarily more important than the other. Some people may be gifted, inasmuch as they may have special gifts or powers, which are vital and necessary, but they are more fortunate. It does not necessarily make them more important, but they are, in a sense, more fortunate. But theirs is a greater responsibility in consequence. The more talented, the more power one might possess, or the more one may be used for work, the greater the responsibility. And those who are less fortunate must not be in any way envious, but be grateful for those gifts that others may have, and work with them in cooperation to alleviate the difficulties that their gifts may bring even, which is a great responsibility to be a medium. I feel great things can be done and achieved, and they will be done, but we must work in harmony together. If there is not love and harmony and trust between people, then of course it disrupts and creates conditions which are not favorable to our work. We must all be in harmony, and I particularly those of you on your side of life who have to work together. Eventually, even if you don't fully work together now, the time will come when you will. Anyway, I cannot stay no longer, but your mama, she particularly asked me to give you her love and blessing, and everyone here that you know, and many that you do not know, and my love and blessings to all who may listen to the tape, and I do hope everyone will be cooperative and work together in love and in harmony through the spreading of truth. Well, that is all that is most important, you know. Yes. Anyway, I must go, but my love and blessing to you. Arrivederci, and God bless you. Goodbye.
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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mickey. Quite a nice recording this morning. Mm-hmm. Very intrigued him to talk about Miss Elliot.
It just shows, though, doesn't it? I like anything like that, Timothy. I'll tell you why. Because it brings in evidence. We've never spoken of Marielle.
No, not at all.
And yet, you see, it brings it